Thank you, Thomas Luglow Browns. Mentioned he'd be in studio, and he is. Scott Fucita, it's great to meet you, first of all, Scott. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Good to be here this
morning. Great deal. Snites, you and I were talking earlier when Mike Holmgren came in, talked about the type of player, the pedigree, if you will, the bloodline. This is one of the dudes.
Well,
right?
I mean, on paper,
he matches exactly what we're talking
about. I think it is significant. Yeah. I said at the time that the first free agent signing was Scott. And Scott, I know you arrive here. You were captain on the defense. I think that leadership is a big thing, and you're one of those kind of guys, right?
I like to think that I am. I played a lot of games throughout my career. I played for some great, great football coaches. And the opportunity to come down here and be a part of this whole turnaround thing, you know, with Coach Mangini and Mike Holmgren, a guy who I've had a lot of respect for a long time, it's just a good fit for me.
Well, you know, talk a little bit about that first meeting here. You come off, you got that Super Bowl ring, part of the great story of the Saints last year. What was your meeting like, your first meeting with the Browns? What kind of sold you on the Browns?
It was great, and it was a quick turnaround. You know, you come down from that high of the Super Bowl, and then 2 weeks later, you're already facing the reality that you might not be returning to the team you just won the Super Bowl with. So things move really quickly in this league. They don't wait around for anybody, and then here free agency comes, and I'm taking my first visit to Cleveland. But sitting down and having those meetings with Eric and Coach Holmgren, it was just great. You know, I asked a lot of questions. I got all the right answers. And I always talk about having a shared vision. And when you sit down with anybody for those kind of meetings, you want to know that the program's headed in the direction you think it should be headed in.
Scott, the business side of the league is what came up right then. I mean, the business side of football, right?
No question about it. You know, the business side is one thing. But more importantly, it's about bringing in the right kind of people. You know, I played for Coach Vermeil for the first few years of my career, played for Bill Parcells, down with Sean Payton in New Orleans. And the one thing those guys always preach is bringing in the right kind of guys. And that's how you win football games. I think so much of a stress is placed on bringing in the most talented guys. And I think Oakland has paid the price for that year in and year out, trying to bring in these fast, speedy receivers and, you know, guys who look great at the combine. But they don't bring in the great character guys year in and year out. And I see a conscious decision to do that here. You know, a la Jake Delhomme and Tony Pachos, Seneca Wallace, Ben Watson, you know, Chris Goka, all these new guys are bringing in, adding to an already good group of guys. That's the recipe for doing some pretty good things.
You know, as things grew there with the Saints after you left Dallas, right, before you went to New Orleans?
Yes, I was there for a one-year stop. Yeah, I got traded there from Kansas City and then on to New Orleans.
Okay. The New Orleans development, I mean, it was such a special story to be there. I know you were very involved in the community and all of that, but the community of that team within Scott looked like there was something special there.
It was a good group of guys, and when we got there 5 years ago, we were just a bunch of guys, kind of mutts from all over the place. You know, we didn't really know what to expect. We honestly didn't even know if we'd have a building to play in when we got there. And you know, for guys like me, Drew, we all got there, you know, opening days of free agency, and people thought we were crazy for wanting to go down there. But it was just kind of a unique connection between the team and the city. A lot of guys who bonded because they were cast offs from a bunch of other places. And again, they were just good guys who wanted to work hard and wanted to play well for a city that needed it.
Now, this city needs it too. Scott, there's no championship here since 64. So you understand the hunger here. As you've been around the guys and you've gone through the off-season, quote, voluntary workouts, what are some feelings you have about what you see talent-wise and the way this group's coming together?
Well, there's no shortage of talent. But again, to me, that's not the premium. You know, I always look at the way guys, you know, their willingness to work, come in and put the time in every single day, and the kind of the chemistry that's built during the offseason. And I see that here. I like that here. Again, I talk about all those new guys that they brought in, and that's adding to an already really good group of guys who finished the season strong last year after a really, really tough stretch in the beginning. And I've been through a season like that. I mean, my senior year in college, we started the season out 0-10. So I've been on a bad stretch before, and that's tough. And to fight through that and finish the way they did, that tells me something.
You were a walk-on out at University of California, weren't you?
I was, a long time ago.
I mean, that says a lot. When you walk on, and then I think you had, what, 20, 24 starts then?
I did, yeah. Well, honestly, football wasn't really the priority for me coming out of high school. I just wanted to go to a good school, and if I had a chance to play football on the side, you know, hey, that would be great, especially in the Pac-10, and it gave me a chance to earn a scholarship and get my education paid for.
Well, and your education important. You got the master's, too, right, in education?
I did, yeah, because, again, I thought I'd be doing something probably, you know, teaching or, you know, some jerk lawyer or something like that. So I tried to cover all the bases, and we'd figure it out from there.
Scott, a couple things. The Browns have a select-to-seat program on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Browns fans can go in, see seats that are available. You can see the views, see what you like to see when it comes to what Scott's playing and all, and see the view of the field and if you're interested. You also are involved in something interesting going back to New Orleans, the wetland, and I'm guessing this whole oil spill thing, you're probably, you know, thinking about what, you know, what that city and what that state's been thinking about, huh?
I think about it a lot. I think, like a lot of people, you know, you're kind of removed from the situation, and it's heartbreaking. You know, you watch CNN coverage, and you see, obviously, the birds are getting cleaned up, and all those things just break your heart. But for me, my wife and I have been so invested in the wetlands and conserving them, and you know, watching the way that they're basically just getting destroyed year in and year out. I mean, one of the recent stats came out, and it said that about a football field worth of wetlands basically disappears every 45 minutes.
Wow.
To me, that's shocking. Now, that was before the oil spill. So now you put this in, it's finally given the wetlands the attention it deserves, albeit it's horrible. But I have so many friends down there who are business owners and manage various businesses, and businesses that would seem completely unrelated to what's going on in the oil spill right now, but their businesses are impacted as well. And it's just a shame right now, and I hope that someone can take the lead and somehow get us some positive news, because I think everybody's desperately waiting to hear something positive coming out of the Gulf.
Their mood has just got to be just so down right now, Scott, as you've spoken with them, and the daily thing, there really hasn't been much positive at all. So how are they going forward right now? How are they dealing with this?
I think the mood is bad, but these are people that are battle-tested. I mean, just 4 or 5 years ago now, they're coming off of Hurricane Katrina. A lot of them are just starting to get their lives back together, and then they get slapped in the face with this again. So a lot of them, like I said, are battle-tested. They've weathered storms before. So obviously they're disappointed. You know, they want to be compensated and taken care of the right way. But at the same time, they're still hopeful. You know, and they've seen the way they can turn things around. They can turn a city around. And I think they feel confident that can happen again. But the most important thing, I think, from a federal standpoint, is that the president and everybody else in the state legislature make sure that BP is held ultimately responsible for this. You know, we can't have what happened with Exxon Valdez back in the day and those lawsuits that are issue just get watered down to basically nothing. I mean, these fishermen and everybody along that Gulf Coast need to get compensated the right way.
You want to see some more about what Scott's talking about with the wetlands, we'll link up at our website. You're in the car, you can't write it down, don't worry. WTAM.com, keyword Bill. We'll put a link up there to Scott's website where he's got a lot of info on this and some other stuff too. That's great, doing that for those people, and it's something to really think about, so we appreciate it.
I appreciate it, guys.
Good to see you here this morning. Thanks much, and we look forward to seeing a lot of you this season, okay?
I'll be back. Thanks for having
me,
guys.
Take care. Thanks,
Scott.
Good guy. Scott Fuchita, the new linebacker of your Cleveland Browns. Again, the Select a Seat program Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Cleveland Browns Stadium. Go in and find where you want to see Scott play.